time, Trump associate takes the deal. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Alan Weisselberg pleading guilty today in New York to all 15 counts in a tax fraud scheme.
The deal requires the longtime chief financial officer for former President Donald Trump to testify in an upcoming trial against the Trump Organization. It also involves repaying almost $2 million in taxes, as well as serving 5 months in jail and 5 years probation. Jail time is expected to be 100 days with good behavior.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Weisselberg is accused of taking nearly $2 million in untaxed perks, including school tuition and free rent for an apartment in Manhattan. A statement from his attorney calls the plea one of the most difficult decisions of his life, saying it puts an end to a years-long personal nightmare and adding that he risked facing 15 years in prison at trial. A federal judge in Florida set to hear arguments an hour from now on unsealing the affidavit that led to last week's raid on the former president's home.
Now, we already have received the search warrant that led up to what was recovered at Mar-a-Lago. It was in those documents we learned that the FBI recovered at least 11 cases of documents that were either labeled classified or top secret. But what's different here is with the affidavit is it would likely tell us how investigators figured out that those documents were still being kept at Trump's Florida estate.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the courthouse in West Palm Beach. The Justice Department argues unsealing the affidavit could complicate its investigation, also warning of possible violence against law enforcement officers. The former president says he and the public deserve to know what the government knows. Also next hour, the man accused of attacking author Salman Rushdie is due in federal court in Western New York, just indicted. Charges prosecutors haven't detailed yet. 24-year-old Hadi Matar of New Jersey was arrested after rushing the stage during a Rushdie appearance. The author was stabbed multiple times and remains hospitalized. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Federal health officials are investigating E. coli cases in two states.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's assisting both Ohio and Michigan in investigating the source of an E. coli outbreak, though a source that has not yet been identified, with 14 cases in Ohio and 15 in Michigan, with at least 9 people hospitalized. E. coli infections are commonly spread through contaminated food or water, with symptoms that include severe stomach cramps, diarrhea, and vomiting, even sometimes fever. The CDC is asking those with symptoms of E. coli to write down food that they ate before and during their sickness.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The UN Secretary General is calling for the demilitarization of a nuclear plant currently controlled by Russia in a southern region of Ukraine. Antonio Guterres visiting the western city of Lviv, telling reporters he is gravely concerned about the plant and that military equipment and personnel should be withdrawn from that plant. The bombing at a mosque in Afghanistan is now blamed for at least 21 deaths, with more than 30 others wounded.
A search underway for those behind the deadly bomb blast at a mosque during evening prayers Wednesday in Afghanistan's capital. Among those killed, the imam of the mosque, Mullah Amir Mohammed Kabuli, said to be an outspoken cleric not associated with any particular group. Last week, a prominent Afghan cleric who supported the Taliban and was in favor of female education was killed in a suicide bombing. No claims of responsibility for this latest bombing, but a wave of attacks linked to the Islamic State has been a challenge to the Taliban since it took over in Afghanistan 1 year ago. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A mixed day on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow's down 14 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.